you feel riding hands and heels and you know you've got them gone? How do you feel? How do you feel?
Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday session for day one of the championships at Royal Randwick. Last week, Tancred Stakes Day was washed out, but today, it's the total opposite. Randwick is drenched in sunshine, buzzing with excitement and full of anticipation. It's a big day in the den, plenty on the line. And these are the days we look to slam the foot down and try to hammer the bookies. On top of that, we're running a mates mode pot, trying to turn a profit with other people's money. So settle in and come for a ride with us through all 10 races. We kick off with race one, the Kindergarten Stakes, Group 3, two-year-olds, 1,100 metres. And two Golden Slipper runners, North England and King of Pop, drop back in grade and should control things up front. Beska, who was up from Melbourne, brings the X factor. He was strong on debut and might be the one with the biggest engine. How big? We'll find out today. All right, let's do this, boys. Smalley, we got you in for this first race because you've been leading the charge on King of Pop. Very nice horse. Do you think it was slightly disappointing in the Golden Slipper, King of Pop?
Oh, I think he had huge excuses. He was caught wide from an outside barrier, and on that slipper day, those inside horses, inside barriers did very well. So big excuse for mine.
Okay, and you decided to butter up to him today. We've backed him in the mates mode pot. We had 4,000 on him in the mates mode pot. You've backed him King Zones on him as well, so we'll be cheering pretty hard for him in this race.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, North England, obviously interesting as well, and the runner up from Melbourne, Bezcar. Welcome in the boys. How are you? Casting Couch boys.
Hello, good to be here.
You look good, Junior. Uncle Mal, you look a little worse for wear. Everything okay?
I look fine. I look great. It's good to be here. It's good to be back. We haven't been cancelled yet, so here we go.
Today's our chance.
Yeah. Good chance.
Junior Matt, you specialise in a Melbourne form. Tell us a bit about this Bezcar horse.
Well, yeah, won at $1.20 in a pretty weak Geelong maiden, but was stylish, and then they've brought it up to Sydney. J-Max rode it in a stylish trial, so that's probably why so much money for it. It does look a bit short based off winning at $1.20 on Geelong maiden, but clearly has upside.
Can we make a case for anyone else in the race? Strata Verena from the Ladbrokes Racing Club.
Going back right, Smalley, you said before, which was surprising.
Yeah, I thought they would have gone forward. Yeah, won its race and ran all right last start. Yeah,
all right, King of Pop balanced up now. Here we go. It's going to be a great race.
Come on.
Nah, North England too strong.
Best girl's fighting.
Come on.
Is King of Pop going to somehow get his nose out on the line? Wouldn't it be miraculous? No.
Spent a lot of carrots in the bumping jewel.
Yeah, I think Best girl just kept him in enough, unfortunately.
Yeah, he just sort of couldn't build the revs early enough to get him.
Yeah, and when he finally got warmed up, it just wasn't enough time, was it?
Yeah.
Slipper great run too there.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, all, top three across the line.
Yeah,
all huge runs, you know, plenty to work with all of them. All right, so we heard from trainer Adrian Bott, said that they'll probably tip North England out now, bring him back for a three-year-old campaign. The big question is, how will he measure up in the spring? Obviously, they'll push him towards Coolmore Stud Stakes, things like that, Newgate Horse, Stallion, you know, they'll be swinging for the fences. Last year, Espionage won this race, came out in the spring and hasn't measured up, isn't measuring up in the autumn as well. Do we think he can take the next step, North England?
I think he can. I mean, he's been there or thereabouts in all the better two-year-old races. So, yeah, with a bit of improvement, I think he can be there or thereabouts.
Hey, boys, if you could own one horse out of that race, who would you want to own?
North England, because it puts itself on pace.
Probably it, yeah.
Yeah, I think King of Pop. I think he's got a bit more X factor. Smalley, who would you want to own?
I'm going to go the third horse.
Yeah?
Maiden win from Geelong. We don't know how good he could be.
Don't know the ceiling, sure. Yeah. And Junior, what did you make of the track in race one?
Yeah, they're clearly trying to get off the fence, but I don't know. Sometimes they just overreact in one race, and I'll probably see if you try come up at later in the day.
Race two, Adrian Knox Stakes. Group three, three-year-old fillies, 2,000 metres. The Adrian Knox is the traditional ATC Oaks lead-up, but let's be honest, none of these fillies look like they're scaring Treasure the Moment next week. That said, race favourite Polymnia was ultra-impressive, breaking her maiden at Hawkesbury, and steps up here with a touch of the unknown. My old mate, the King Zone, welcome in, mate.
Thank you.
What a magnificent day to be alive. You've been excited about this day all week. Chicken just arrived. Henrietta's from Crown Street just
arrived.
Life
doesn't get much better, does
it? We're
going
to have a beautiful lunch soon. A succulent roast chicken meal.
Yep.
Did you go for a little trot in Centennial Park this morning?
I didn't. No, I had my head down in the form, actually.
Okay.
I set my alarm for 7 o'clock. I was going to get up and go for a run. I turned it off for an hour. I woke up at 8 and I was straight into the bedding, straight into the form. Ready.
Let's do it. Let's talk race two. So it's the Adrian Knox.
Yep.
It's a lead up to the Oaks. We know that Treasure of the Moment would give most of these horses wind burn. Have you found some sort of a play in this race?
I'm with Yu Wang.
Yep.
Number five, $11 going to 2,000 for the first time. Craig Williams on, gets blinkers on for the first time. So it's a bit of a specky bet. It's a good roughie on AI. I've had something on. I took $11 and $12 and just hoping. But I'm interested to see the way this track plays. They got off the fence a little bit in race one. I'm not saying the fence is off or anything like that. But I'm very interested to see what happens here.
Very good. Hey, Uncle Mal, you get the stable mail from the O'Shea Charlton Yard. Yes. Palimnia, is he going to win today?
The camp seemed very keen on it. I just thought I couldn't be taking $2.90 about Palimnia off the back of its sort of last win. I think it was at Hawkesbury or something like that. Might have been Hawkesbury.
Yeah, Hawkesbury.
Hawkesbury. Yep.
Junior, what's your opinion on this race, mate? And can you tell us any late-minute betting moves?
Yeah, a lot of them come out of the Kembla Classic. Yep. Like top numbers 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. Yep. The one the Kings is on come out of the Kembla Classic. Sort of a bunchy finish. Bell to Tell, sort of the different form from Melbourne, won a maiden over 1600 and it's had two trials because it missed the run because one of the races got washed out. It's been $18 into six. It's been very well backed and I'm siding with it.
Palimnia dropping on him. Does he go on with it?
Yu Wang
up there.
Can't Wangy.
Bell to Tell in the fight. Sort of dying on its run a bit.
Bell to Tell.
Jeez, Bell to Tell.
Stick your head out.
Got a belt right into him.
Stick your head out.
That's there, a good we
there we go.
It's a pretty good win.
Junior, bang. Yeah. Goes bang.
Well done.
He had something on it, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, it was under pressure around the turn, wasn't
off
it?
Off a Sandown maiden. I think it's actually a half sister, very elegant, the horse.
Right.
Fun fact for the punters out there. Yeah, it wasn't a bad win. It was off the bit early and only getting stronger late. You'd think they'd back up in the Oaks off
for
that.
Sure.
Hey, boys, it'll be all right in life if you were considered the best bloke on the den and the best judge on the den. That's what this bloke is.
That's all we got here.
Mate, it's a fact. It's a fact. Jay Shane, welcome in, mate.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming in, even this incredibly difficult time for you. So we won't talk about that.
No, we won't. Thank you.
Mate, so we heard from Chris Waller about Bell to Tell in the last race, the Adrian Knox. Looks like a lovely progressive filly. It's not as if he doesn't need any more. He's got it all down pat. When asked about would he back up into the Oaks next week, didn't seem that committed to it. It makes no sense that he would when you consider you've got South Australia, which you didn't mention, but then you've of course got the lovely path into the Queensland Oaks. It would make sense that he would go to the Queensland Oaks and not the Australian Oaks, right, with Bell to Tell?
Yeah, absolutely. I think she missed a few runs that they were planning on getting her into in Sydney as well. So she's done that pretty much off the truck. So... yeah, avoid the big guns next week. Go straight to...
I mean, of course, she's taking on Treasure at the moment. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And she did that very impressively. She looked like she could eat up any distance up to 3,200. So, yeah, like you said, he's spoilt for fillies at this stage. Yeah. So wherever he goes, I'm pretty sure she'll be competitive. But that was a super win.
She looks like the perfect Queensland Oaks filly, doesn't she?
100%. Yeah, definitely.
Probably come back off her a bit, then set her for that.
Yep.
Uncle Mal, what did you make of it all?
Yeah, I think she's the ideal Queensland Oaks filly.
Okay.
And, you know, we know that Uncle Chris, it's a path well trodden by him and his fillies going up there. He's obviously one with Winx up there, Egg Tart and Young Star. So there's three that have... all followed. He likes to follow those similar preps with his different types of horses. And yeah, that's definitely one that he's been successful at. So yeah.
Race three, Chairman's Quality Group 2, 2,600 metre handicap. Sydney Cup bound stays stretch out here and this looks Alakansa's race to lose. He was dominant last start, maps to roll forward and might just get it soft in front. Desert Hero brings the royal story. Owned by King Charles, a Royal Ascot winner. Trained by William Haggis and steered by Ryan Moore. You can see why the market likes him. All right, let's get into the Chairman's Quality Handicap. Great lead up into the Sydney Cup. Alakansa's race to lose, they reckon.
Alakansa, I think in the first two races, I think the leaders have kind of fallen over a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see Alakansa, how she goes here.
Yep.
It'll probably give us a better idea of how the track's playing, but she was super impressive at Rose Hill. My one reservation is you're going from Rose Hill with the rail out to a very true Randwick race. So if she can do it here, I think she stamps herself as definitely a Sydney Cup chance. I think there's going to be quite a few horses that she'll be facing there. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they go. But, yeah, I'll be keen to see how she goes out in front if they do choose to lead.
And there was a bit of a theory that because a lot of these horses just want to have a good hit out before the Sydney Cup, she might get it easy out in front. You subscribe to that, do you?
Yeah, I think... maybe with the Sydney Cup for LL Cairns, is just she's going so well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on her radar. Whereas these others, you definitely know that they've been set for the Sydney Cup. So that's definitely one thing in her favour. I was talking to Smalley earlier. I think Waterhouse Bot, they haven't been as aggressive with their horses lately. So it'll be interesting to see if they do take up the lead or let something else have it and they just chase. So, yeah, very interesting race. A lot of these horses come through that same lead up. So, yeah, some very closely related form lines. So we'll see how that goes.
Have you heard a bet?
Yeah. I think Valiant King is aiming for the Sydney Cup.
Yep.
I think it was 26s, and I thought he was racing well enough. He's got a better draw. Zach jumps on. So it's good to see that they've come for him, even though I do think he might be, you know, one run short. But he's going super. I mean, he's into 10, 9 bucks as we speak. So, and I just wanted to find something against LL Cairns. I just thought she had it so well last time at Rose Hill. So I'm on Desert Hero as well. I'll probably back it very late.
Yep.
These horses with Haggis, you know the story very late, just before they jump. So
sure.
If there's support for it, I'll jump on. But yeah, Valiant King was the one I thought had probably some things in its favour here, but wide open race.
Look how slow they're going. 13.5 was the last section. Yeah, 14.49 was disgraceful.
Parky says, catch me if you can.
Looks like it's under a bit of pressure, actually.
Desert Hero, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
agree.
Gone.
Yeah, it's gone. See you later, Orion.
Positivity also gone, causing a few roadblocks.
They got to get the leader.
Leader skipped a couple here.
Look at this,
Francesco
though.
Guidi went all right, showing signs of life. But yeah, this is a demolition job.
Jeez, it was a lovely ride.
Yeah. Wow. Birdman. She's a serious horse, isn't she? She's
Birdman
a serious
ran out
horse.
Of his skin.
Fine.
So she's going to be very short in the Sydney Cup.
Yeah, they came for
I
a
mean, the
very
way she
late
won that, like, and then, you know, they'll be incredibly excited about what possibly could happen in springtime.
Yeah, I thought it was really,
that was a huge win.
I thought it was a really nice ride from Tim Clark as well. Like, he sort of pulsed, like, he sort of went and then put the anchors on a little bit and then went again and took off before the turn.
All right, so we heard from Adrian Bott, said everything goes to plan. They go into the Sydney Cup next week. Just looking at the market now. She has gone from 450 into 320. Makes sense. You've also, of course, got Zardozi, Circle of Fire, Berkshire Breeze, Birdman, Duke de Sessa, the rest. Who do you want to be on, Jay Sham, in the Sydney Cup?
Well, hard to argue against LL Cairns there. She took that race and just dominated them. I think the best part about it was she showed a late dash that I don't think any of the other horses did. They looked pretty one-paced trying to run her down, so she gets a pretty similar run in a Sydney Cup. It's just a matter of where she gets the 3,200. So, but based off that, I don't see why not. I think she's justified in that firm, and there's probably not much else around her out of that race. So, very fair.
Race 4, the Carbine Club Stakes. Group 3, three-year-olds, 1,600 metres. Swift Falcon was right in the Doncaster market before missing a start. So it's no surprise to see him as the dominant favourite here. He brings class and timing. His main danger is Evaporate, who brings strong New Zealand form and maps to get every chance. Things are starting to heat up, King Zone. Just starting to put that throttle down a little bit. I've got some breaking news. LL Cairns. So that it can't get any more weight, LL Cairns. 52 kilos in the Sydney Cup.
Wow.
They put up $3.20. The punt is steamrolled. It's now into $2.50.
Wow.
6-4 chance to win the Sydney Cup.
Well, the way it's going, isn't it? Flying.
Flying.
Just breaks their heart straight to the front.
Only
Faux Rogue
kilos.
Style.
Only yeah? 52
can't
kilos?
Can't get any more. I can confirm that. I went and looked. 52 kilos. Can't get any more because of winning that race.
320 seemed like a good price. Just
I thought that.
The way it's winning. It's killing them.
And you're a Melbourne Cup aficionado.
Anyway, let's not worry about Sydney Cups just yet. We've got to get through today first. And let's turn our attention
Golden
to the Falcon. Golden Bullet.
Swift Falcon. Talk
yes,
to us,
Max
mate.
Max Bet.
What's going on
Swift
with all
Falcon.
These people trying to think that Evaporate's going to beat him?
I don't know. I don't understand. I took 210 Swift Falcon. I think it's... I've got him priced long odds on. I'm keen on that form coming out of the Rose Hill Guineas. Aliana later on, we'll get to her as well. But I just think the class horse, obviously the main dangers Evaporate, who I had something on over in New Zealand. I thought was a little bit disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Now travelling to Randwick, so travelling the globe, Evaporate. Whereas Swift Falcon's staying in his home state for Hawksy. Pretty confident. Looks the right part of the track there. He's got to get a little bit of pace, and I think he'll come over the top and finally get a notch up a win.
Group three or group
two? Yeah, he's got a group one in him, Swift Falcon. I thought
he'd
be very competitive in
the
Donny.
Doncaster, yeah.
I did, but yeah.
Is this a big moment in your day, this race?
It is, Max Bet. I got quite a lot of Max Bets today, though. So
that makes you happy. No wonder you're so happy.
Oh, I'm up and about, that's for sure.
Anything to add, gentlemen on the casting couch?
Nah, not really.
Come on!
Story of the race looks to be the two favourites. Obviously, as King said, they're looking to back Evaporate. But yeah, I think Swift Falcon should be too good, really.
You on? Right.
No, I had something on.
Yeah.
He's always trying to find
you
a way.
You on, Junior?
No, I'm not on.
Skin. Please don't tell me you're on, Rich.
I haven't had a bet.
Great.
Let's watch the race. Swift Falcon's
making his
got a bit to do.
He certainly does.
Plenty to do.
He's going
to
get carted into the race.
Yeah, I mean, he's
off Siguria Rock.
We need to see some exceptional section.
Hasn't lit evaporate up yet.
Evaporates off and gone.
It's going to have to be very good from there. Jeez, he's extending. Oh, look at this withering burst. It's not going to be enough.
Can't, we're not going to get it.
Can't get near it.
Yeah.
Wow, huge win evaporate, eh? They knew.
I understand they want to ride Swift Falcon Colba. I don't think you need to take it like right back to last. Like, it can settle a pair or so closer, and I just they're so adamant of just dragging it like right out of the race.
Welcome back in, Smalley. We just want to close out the Carbine Club Stakes. Dominant win by Evaporate. We heard Ben Hayes say, didn't completely confirm it, sounds like probably going to go to the paddock. Golden Eagle, they think, and why wouldn't they aim towards that?
Why wouldn't you with that prize money? Yeah, it was a good win. Swift Falcon, possibly they waited a little bit too long. Nothing took him into the race, but the winner held him pretty comfortably in the end. So, yeah, no, good win. And, yeah, why wouldn't you go to the Golden Eagle?
Race 5, Country Championships Final, 1,400 metres set weights. One of racing's greatest strengths is its heartbeat in the bush. And here, the best from the bush clash for $1 million. Gallant Star has been favoured for this race for weeks. He's flying and maps sweetly. Meanwhile, our friends at the Ladbrokes Racing Club roll out Know Thyself, who's progressive and faces his biggest test to date. All right, Smalley, we've got you in for the Country Championships. Early in the week, you said you wanted to get in and amongst this race. Tell us why.
I just thought it was a very interesting race. You've obviously got the different jurisdictions all coming together and a wild card as well. So a lot of these have raced against each other and they've met each other before and just, yeah, lots of different form lines. So it's an interesting race.
What did you boys make of this race, Uncle Mal?
Yeah, always an interesting race, the Country Champs. This one's got Smalley written all over it. He knows these horses like the back of his hand, specialises there. I just want to draw everyone's attention, though, to one of the biggest clashes in sports broadcasting. Gallant Star for Kerry O'Keefe Skull and Know Thyself for our man Richard Irvine over here. Huge clash. True.
Yeah, so when Know Thyself won, what was it like?
I think it was a highway, actually.
Yeah. Highway, on heavy 10. 1/6 on a heavy 10. I said, this is a nice horse. I think it'll end up winning a group race, and as usual, I got bagged mercilessly in at the Den. It then went and ran third in a group race next start. It was very impressive. It's going against no one, but this is a big chance for him today. And if he was to win today, it'd definitely rattle the boys, in particular, on the casting couch. Anything more to add, Young Junior, before we go and watch this race?
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting race. The more I looked into it, a few coming off quiet runs. I thought Fukubana and Tribeca Star coming off a few quiet runs. They were going well before the run and a few quiet runs. Cry ones leading into this race, they could run big races.
Very good. And Know Thyself and Fukubana are bets on Wolfden AI, and Tribeca Stars a good roughie on Wolfden AI, so we will be cheering them. Bullocks learned from the race four, doesn't want to get too far behind.
Just had the best run, the favourite.
Favourite, yeah.
Just has had the best run.
Yeah. Comes out, goes bang. Know Thyself is close enough. Gallant Star, Know Thyself coming on a little bit. If it goes on with its run, it's going to be very prominent, Know Thyself.
Who's this in the list of mania?
Whoever can maintain their run. Does it go over the top? Know Thyself. For the AI followers. For the AI followers.
R.I. You're so back, R.I.
Hey, R.I. is back.
Where's the great D. Cobby?
There's Munns on your Munns.
Where's the great D. Cobby? He's got to be
there. Huge moment for our friends at the Ladbrokes Racing Club. Where is D. Cobby?
He's there. I was meant to go with him.
Look, lovely win. Lovely win. Gallant Star, disappointing. What happened?
Very disappointing. Yeah, with that run, there was just nearly no betting at the home turn.
Oh. Yeah, we just heard from Paul Massara. Mm-hmm. Know Thyself is off to the Scone Cup, but
excellent.
It is only a listed race.
Ooh.
So we still have to wait for the the group horse.
It's Group One time. Race 6, English Size Produce. Group 1, 2-year-olds, 1,400 meters, a mouth-watering edition of the sires, where proven 2-year-old colts take on rising stars. Vinrock is the one on the way up, and a win today could launch him past favourites Woden and Rivellino as the top colts of his generation. He's also one of the King Zone's best bets of the day. Welcome back in King Zone. Huge moment
Thank
in
you.
The day. A Saturday set tip is Vinrock. We've also backed in the pot. We took $5.25. Been firming up ever since. $3.80 there. Junior, what's the latest? I think it's into about $3.50, $3.60 with the bookies, isn't it?
Yeah, he's just edging into favour of Vinrock, which is surprising seeing the way the track's playing. The inside's off. He's got Barrier 1 and he probably will lead, but they just keep coming for him.
Mm.
How bad's the inside? It's not that bad, is
no,
it?
No, it's not that bad, but it's just still.
And he's got 5 on him. No wonder he's come into favourite.
Mm.
Really interesting race. Of course, we've got Woden up the top there.
Your horse.
My horse, yeah. It'd be interesting to see how he goes. So Rivellino, Huey comes across from Hong Kong with him. Prestige Forever was super dominant down at the Valley. State Visit on the way up. A lot to unpack.
Yeah, I just thought Vinroc barrier one. I still think it's all right. Punch through, and I'd hold the lead, and then can sort of dictate from there where he goes. Belzane's interesting to see what happens with Belzane, whether he's going to take Tim Clark, going to take Vinroc on or not. So we'll wait and see. But I thought it looked wrong odds at $4.80. It's getting into realistically about the right odds now, I think. I didn't have a great deal between all the three top picks, so I'm just hoping the cards can fall my way.
Big moment for trainer Matt Laurie. He's obviously got treasure of the moment, which is airborne.
Flying.
Imagine he got another really progressive cult here as well. So
yeah.
We'll find out in a few minutes.
Yeah, that's not the place to be.
Prestige dropping off. Maybe.
You just don't have to go up the fence.
I can't see any Wait other option right
Ryan
now.
Ryan Moore getting... He's going to go back the fence, isn't he?
He has to.
He has to. Nowhere else to go.
Zara on board.
No.
State Come visit. On, Vinny. Come on, Vinny. Come on. Let's go.
Rivellino.
State visit. State visit. Rivellino. Vinny's still there. State visit. Fight,
come on,
Vinny.
Come on,
fight, Vinny.
Come on, Vinny.
Fight, Vinny.
Yes.
You beauty. Great. Yeah. Win.
Oh, that's a big
that
win.
That was a magical race.
A magical race. Big win, that.
It's a big win.
State visit loomed up. Buffalo over the top for Zach.
Wow.
Vinny Rock.
Let's go.
There wasn't much between him in the end.
You know what's
doing
interesting?
Doing the Vinny Rock, eh?
Never Matt Laurie, a horse.
So Matt Laurie lost Coleman last year, remember? Had the big blow up. Now he's got a Group 1 colt, impeccably bred. Big moment for him. Racing gods have done what they do. Huge win.
Last year with Coleman, it was a super training performance anyway. He ran second in the slipper after failing in the diamond. He's a proper trainer, Matt Laurie.
Look, great finish. Look at this.
Zara riding for his life down there on the inside.
Yeah, look at that. He's lifted it.
He's lifted it over the line.
Something for the futures punters.
And Rivellino and Woten both get beat half a length.
Well done. And
oh, well done. 100-1. 124.
Fantastic, mate.
Well done.
That's brilliant. Well done, buddy.
You didn't lay any back on the fair, did you?
Nah.
Talk us through the bet for everyone at home.
I saw a trial. I jumped out against the older horses in fast time, and I was like, this looks like a pretty good horse. And then it was nominated for the size, and I'm like, have a peanut on before it debuted and worked out 126 to 1.
Well done, mate.
Beautiful. Well done. Good stuff.
Not offering you back 100 to 1 winner.
Welcome back in, Jay Sham. Size Produce. We heard from Matt Laurie. He's going to roll on to the champagne as long as Vinroc responds well and is in good shape. Makes sense too, doesn't it?
Yeah, why not? I thought it was a massive run on the inside. The outside looked like they had the race shot. But yeah, he kept digging. Zara gave him a big slap and home he came. So I think stepping up in distance, massive tick.
Anything else in the race stand out for you? What do you think of State Visit, Progressive? Did you see him at Canterbury when he won first up?
Yeah, saw him there. Really nice horse. I think the size champagne was always his target races. So extra bit of distance. Just looked like he got out sprint a little bit late. So I think a little bit further will suit him as well. But I thought he posed it up to win. But definitely no knocks on that run for sure.
Who would you like to be on in the champagne out of that race?
Got to take Vinroc out of that, don't you? I thought he had everything against him. That inside's definitely inferior today, so massive win.
Race 7, TJ Smith Stakes. Group 1, weight for age, 1,200 metres. The race of the day, and it's absolutely stacked with the fastest horses in the country. Jolly Star had panels on them in the Newmarket, but this is a whole new level. The field is loaded with speed and talent, and truthfully, you could make a case for just about every runner. Now, Jay Shan, we got you in for the race of the day. Wowee, where do we start? We've backed Overpass for the pot. I know that you weren't that keen on it. Stu Ferenczi, shout out Stu, wants to lay at the place for everything he can. We also backed Komochi, though. I listened to you guys spruik that, and I decided that we should throw something that on it in the pot. What do you make of it all, mate?
Yeah, fascinating race. I love the TJ. Ever since that day, Black Caviar ran down hail. It's been one of my favourite races. So I don't think we've got any Black Caviars here, but I think it's a very even race. A lot of different form lines, a lot of horses that have been racing around this level and on the up as well. I've turned on Overpass. I think the lead's actually not too bad here. That was kind of my worry heading into the day, but I think they've shown that they can lead all the way. So, yeah, I've had something on him for sure. I'm going to have something on Briasa as well, just because I'm a massive fan of the horse. I think he tackles this probably at his peak. Gets a lot of things in his favour. Like you said, Komochi, I thought she was massive first up, had everything against her. She'll probably have quite a bit against her here, but at the 31s or whatever she is, definite chance. And Jeddah Beal as well, just in case someone does want to pressure Overpass up front, might set it up for the sweepers, and he's probably at 60, so why not? But wide open race, I think it's a cracker.
Yeah. Boys, anything to add?
Nah, very open race. Overpass, obviously, goes really well first up, being kept fresh for this like they always do. I think Josh Parr, you remember the ride over in Western Australia where he sort of got to the middle of the track in the straight. I think that's what he'll need to do here because the inside's a little bit off. But I thought that he should get a pretty easy lead on paper. So you've really got to give him a chance. I think Jimmy Starr is obviously going enormous. It was against the Patton last start at Moonee Valley, and it was a really, really big run. And yes, now it comes to Randwick, where the track probably suits it right down to the ground. So $10 is a good price hit. Other than that, it's a great race.
Komochi hangs on.
Where's Komochi? He's in the black or the
Komochi's
white?
Komochi's white.
Yeah. Okay, come on, overpass.
Magic Time on the inside. Here's Briasa.
Jolly Star up the fence.
Jetabeel's running a big race.
Come on, overpass. Kick from there, son. Briasa coming for a fight. Briasa's got it. Surely. Come on, overpass. Come on, Josh. Dig in, son. Let's go, Josh. Nah. Briasa too good.
Wow.
Oh, Jimmy got flying him home for fourth, and Headwall for
that
third.
Tyler. Gee, he got up and about after the. It was a perfect ride from Tyler. Doesn't win without lobbing that close.
Exactly.
That extra 2 kilos that he could afford without Swift Falcon and the Donny may have got him over the line.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic ride. The ride won it, didn't it, really? Yeah. As Jimmy just said.
Pinged into that spot. Everything that was against him in that first up run kind of swung back in his favour. And he's made it count. That's a decent win.
Yeah, he knew he was sort of just going to be a little bit stronger than overpass late, wasn't he? He's always going to get there.
Welcoming in the Fizzer. Yes, we finally got you boys in here. Yeah. Sounds like it's a bit of a battle out there.
Yeah. Kings is doing it tough here and there, but then we're finding a winner in between the losers. So I think we're hanging in there.
Before we watch the Doncaster, I just want to close off the TJ Smith Stakes with you.
Yeah.
We heard from the Hawks brothers. They didn't say exactly where Briasa will go next. Obviously, it's going to be right in the thick of the Everest and all kinds of amazing races going forward. I went and looked at the All Age Stakes market, which is a 1,400-metre group one around in a couple of weeks' time.
Yep.
It's $4.60. Jimmy Starr, which absolutely flew home, as everyone would have expected, second favourite at $5. What do you think about Briasa going up to 1,400 in a couple of weeks' time?
Yeah, I don't think he'll have any trouble running the 1,400. I love the tactics today, sitting in fourth and pushing forward and giving the horse every hope to win. It's a big difference when you draw a gate in this game.
That's what they kept
saying.
And
it did draw a gate, and it was good. But I didn't get to see the replay of the race, so far I'll watch the replay later. But, yeah, I didn't see what happened to the beaten brigade. But Briasa was impressive.
Race 8, Doncaster Mile. Group 1, 1,600 metres and $4 million on the line, and one of the great betting races on the calendar. This year's edition is deep, wide open and full of live chances. Friend of the Den linebacker is our favourite and gets in with a featherweight, 49 kilos. All right, Fizz, the Doncaster, one of the great races of the year. We were just talking before we let the cameras roll and said, so hard to know who's going to win. I feel like the track's playing that everyone should get their fair chance. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I think the track's been playing really good today. I'm leaning towards Tom Kitten.
Yep, we've backed him for the pot because of your leaning.
Oh, good. I like him. I reckon he's a really good hope. I think he had none last start with the way everything panned out, and I think barrier one will be all right for him. He'll get his chance, and there's lots of chances. It's a great race, but, yeah, I'm leaning Tom's way.
Very good. Boys, anything to add?
Yeah, always the hardest race to find a winner in, the Doncaster. It's right up there with the Melbourne Cup to find a winner in. But, yeah, obviously lots of great horses, very competitive field. I'm squarely and firmly team linebacker, obviously. Our good friends at the O'Shea Charlton Stable. So.
Cash for comment.
We'll get around them.
Yeah, I like Firestorm and Tom Kitten. Firestorm's easy to like at double figure odds, no weight. Exceptional sectionals, as the King's Own said.
Tom's up the fence, is he?
Tom's up the fence.
Trying to pose. Who's that, through. Steffi behind him?
Yeah.
Who's Steffi's in the yellow?
Patronage hit the front?
Yeah. Who's in the yellow? Steffi.
It's Steffi.
Look at this. Steffi jumps out of its skin late.
Endcap late flying. Linebackers running a race. Rise of Dawn's gone enormous.
Fucking Steffi.
Steffi from Royal Patronage, eh?
I reckon it's just, a big run, Royal Patriots.
And there you go, like,
yeah, that
no
was
surprise
what we
to Steffi would win. Even look at what she paid, eh? Wow. Stradbroke winner into Doncaster winner, and you get 22-1. It was that strong
and
a race.
And might have just been set for that race. We don't know, but, like, we all sit there and watch them first and second up.
Air Bjorn Baker.
Yeah. Good win. She was always travelling in behind him there.
If Royal Patronage sat wide, it's gone enormous.
It did, mate. Yeah. It did sit wide. Three wide, no cover.
Yeah.
First up, got beat five lengths, Royal Patronage. Steffi Magnetica, first up.
Look at that. Just shows, though, when a horse is set for a race, it would have just been set for that race.
Second up, 1.7 lengths off Gringotts, and there you go, peaking there today and getting the job done.
Did look a very hard race to me, and it panned out that race.
Just impossible always,
isn't five it? Across the track.
Fizz, great to see Air Bjorn Baker so happy. We just watched the trainer's interview. He was very complimentary of his big team. So what they do with Steffi, there's the Queen of the Turf, which is a 1600-meter race next Saturday. Then the week after, got a 1400-meter all-age stakes.
Don't think they'll plot the path to next weekend after that one. That'll be a hard run to take its toll, I reckon.
Yep. What about the week after the all-age stakes, 1400 metres?
Yeah, hard to know coming back in distance to the 1400. He might do it. I don't know what path they plan on following from here, but like you said, it might just be the Stradbroke planning
defend the crown.
Yeah, the trip back up there.
Anything jump out at you in the race in the Beaten Brigade?
Massive royal patronage. Yeah. Three wide on the speed there all the way and just got pipped on the post. Other than that, there was probably a few disappointing runs, but I'll have to look again to see. But I just spotted Royal Patronage's run more than anything else.
Race 9, Australian Derby. Group 1, three-year-olds, 2,400 metres. The classic for the staying three-year-olds and a race rich in tradition. Only one filly has beaten the boys in the Derby in the last 35 years. Aliana is the red-hot favourite to become the next. But standing in her way is Willie Do It, who is Herculean in the New Zealand Derby and looks the one they'll all need to run down. Welcome back, King Zone.
Thank you.
Now, we're dealing with a good old-fashioned plonk here, and you've been right in the thick of it since Thursday morning. You text me 8:30 a.m., I reckon, Thursday morning, said, charge into Ladbrokes, take $4 Aliana. We got on for the pot. We didn't get on for you as well, but that's okay. And they text me back and said, you just beat in one of the smartest punters in the country, and they weren't referring to you. And it's just been one-way traffic for Aliana ever since then. How are you feeling? Huge moment of the day. We've backed it for the pot. We need to. If it wins, we get nearly the stake back for everyone, which I always try to do.
Is this the last bet for the pot, is it?
This is the last bet for the pot.
Okay. Yeah, no, I've had a good crack for sure. I'm feeling confident as ever. The money's come, which is always a good sign.
Yep.
I thought she'd start around $2 to $2.50. Looks like she's going to. Willie Do It, $5, getting out to the right odds now, yes. probably a bit better. And Plymouth, I also thought, was a good chance coming out of that Rose Hill Guineas form and could improve over the 2,400. I think they bet around $12 and now into around $8 or $9. But the market's really found itself, which you'll find in these races. It generally does. Now we just need the gods on our side.
Boys.
It's all about one man and one horse. And you see over there.
One lady horse, that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It's about Damien Lane.
Damien Lane. It's about at his me, frosty it's about best. D-Lane.
What are you looking to see from Barrier 2, Kings? Do you want to be a little bit closer in the run?
Just don't get too far back. Settle midfield from two, I would say. I think Willie Do It will roll forward, but the track seems to be playing fairly there at Rose Hill at Randwick, I think.
I don't think you want to be coming up the inside, just getting off probably.
He'll go wherever, he wants to. I've been up and down all day. I've got my nose in front. So it's been a hectic day out there, I can tell you that. There's been a lot of bullets flying everywhere.
Not over yet, son.
It ain't over. No, it's certainly not over. It's just heating up, to be honest with you, with the biggest bet of the day coming right now. So we'll sit back, relax, and enjoy the Australian Derby of 2025.
Give her strength.
She is going to be very, very handy.
He's going to slide one off as well. He's a masterful piece of riding.
He's cheeky, isn't he?
Yeah, beautiful.
And he's planted the making everyone else do the work. Was that Willie?
Lovely.
Yeah, Willie.
This is no Swift Falcon.
So Willie's caught wide, right? Not that I worry him after his heroics in the New Zealand Derby.
It's been a perfect ride to date.
We're at halfway right now, 1,200 to go.
Where's Willie?
Three wide with cover.
Yeah.
Six?
He's just
not many people thought Aliana would be in front of Willie.
No.
And the pace has been okay.
Yeah,
imagine
it's been moderate.
He's just, D-Land's going to count to about 15 in his head and then go.
Beautiful ride. Whether she wins or not, it's been a magnificent
ride. King of Thunder looks like
Willie Do
It's
under the pump. There's one horse travelling.
Can't Damo.
Come on.
Can't Frosty. Count to five, son. One. Two, three.
Come on.
Who's this up the fence?
Five. Here we go. Let's go. Who's up the fence? Surely she's too good.
Chamois.
Come on. Not over yet.
See you,
get
mate.
It home, Frosty. Get it home, Frosty.
Never, ever going to
yes,
get beat.
Yes, Kingsley. It's
never,
you and Frosty,
ever
son.
Get beat. Jeez, she won easy. Too,
the King Zone.
A genuine.
The King Zone.
Yeah, what a great ride.
Genuine even money
the,
chance?
The start, well, genuine threes on chance right now.
Yes, Denise. Well done. Charlie's happy.
Seriously, that was one of the better
brilliant
rides.
Stuff.
The jump, I'm not saying she wouldn't have won if she had a settled midfoot. She probably would have, but the jump, she just jumped so beautifully and got into fourth position there. Well, that's what won her the race so easily.
And the smartest and best thing he did was he was almost going to be on the fence and he just pushed out a little bit on the horse outside him and got one off, which gave him all the options in the world to go when he wanted to.
I think he could have necked it to the last and still would have won.
She probably could win a Cox Plate.
Absolutely. Wow. Welcome back in, Jay Sham. It's not often after a derby everyone's excited to talk about how far a horse can go into the weight for age ranks, into the big handicap cups and whatnot, but Aliana's got us all buzzing. Huge, huge win, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was effortless. That she justified the plunge. She was huge. I think those boys, they were in trouble as soon as D-Lane got that spot. So, yeah, very impressive. Interesting to see if they do have another run or they tuck her away and find some targets for her in the spring.
Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate. I mean, who knows? So Waller's biggest problem is stopping all of his great fillies clashing against each other. He's got Via Sestina as well.
If this is her last year of racing, then he's got plenty of horses that can step up and fill that void.
I feel like there's a whole new brigade of weight for age stars coming through. This 3-year-old crop seems pretty strong in the fillies, especially.
I think for that reason we're lucky. They're not colts that might get tucked away and sent to the breeding barn. They're all fillies that might race for a few years, and that's exciting. There's plenty of them. So
I just went and looked at the Oaks market for next week. Trez at the moment's $1.70. They've got Aliana $5. I reckon that if she did run, which the boys over here are going to tell me she's no chance, which I completely accept. Waller wouldn't completely rule it out when he spoke to Emma Friedman before, but that's the Waller way. She'd have to start shorter than that, though. I don't think it's $1.70, $5, the gap between them. What do you think, boys?
If she's $5 in the all-in market, well, she's 100-1 to line up, in my opinion.
Okay.
As we spoke about before, Waller likes to sort of copy his preps and patterns with certain horses and certain types of horses, and he's not the type of guy that will throw the hat in the ring and back up quickly like that. I think he'll have a plan in mind where she needs to go, and that's where we'll go.
Race 10, the PJ Bell Stakes. Group 3, 3-year-old fillies, 1,200 metres. We wrap up day one of the championships with a high-quality sprint for the fillies. Clean Energy is the boom horse after a monster win last start, and yes, she also iced the final leg of our huge Mates Mode Multi. All right, Jay Sham, last of the day. It's been a marathon. Clean Energy, friend of the den because it got us home in our big multi on William Reid Golden and Slipper Day. What are you going to do here? Ryan Moore hasn't been riding that well today. He rides Clean Energy.
Still without a winner at Randwick, Ryan Moore. So, I think she's definitely live. I thought sticking to the 1,200 would be her biggest challenge. Yes. I mean, she's racing really well. Massive win last start, but thought she might be caught out with some dash of these horses. The one I went looking for was Lilac.
Yes.
Dropping back from that massive run at the 1,400, goes forward. I think she's going to be pretty difficult to run down. And also, I thought Flying for Fun, she was pretty good a couple of weeks ago. Looks like she'll just jump, lead, say, catch me if you can. And that's probably not the worst game plan for this kind of horse. So the other two I went looking for, I've had something on, but Clean Energy, class horse. Yeah, for sure.
He's going to light her up at the 400 and try and steal it, I think.
Feeling for Clean Energy.
Yeah, not sure there's anything there after you spent so many tickets. Island Deck's going on.
Willow and Lilac, off they go. Here comes the energy.
Kick Willow.
Zaitung trying to get out.
Zedos.
Willow nursing at home. Zaitung absolutely flying.
Should win.
Gets through, wins. Clean Energy over the top. Who's this over?
She's got pizzazz.
Yep.
Very interesting, obviously, Craig Williams, he was on Clean Energy last start at the Valley.
Yeah.
Ryan Moore gets stuck through wide.
Nearly stole it.
Massive run by Flying for Fun there. Probably mapped to go a little bit more forward. Sat three wide near the end and she's running the finish, so big step up for her.
Jay Sham, thank you for coming in, mate.
Pleasure.
It's been a great day. Really enjoyed your insight. And we'll do it again soon. Absolutely. Casting Couch Boys, Uncle Mal, you made it.
Yeah,
you'll be straight back out on the circuit now, right?
Nah, I'll probably have a quiet one tonight. But yeah, it's been a marathon day of analysing and watching races. 10 race card. Always good though. Championships day one wrapped up. How good?
Fantastic. Thank you, Junior.
Are you good?
Thank you to the boys out there. Thank you for watching. It's a huge week coming up in the den. We've got .com and the den Mondays on Monday. Then we're heading out to track work with Matt Laurie, aren't we? That'll be a very special piece of content. We might be doing an Annabelle set as well. Remember Annabelle Neesham, Rob Archibald. Then, of course, the Saturday set on Thursday. And we'll do it all again for day two of the championships, another Saturday session. We love the great game. We love the support you give to us. And we'll see you soon. Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.